Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's Word? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh, isn't He wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's Word? Let's lift our hands and give Him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. He is wonderful. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Let's stand if we would, and let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We want to remember Sister Erica in prayer. Continue to pray for her. The Lord would touch her body, and God would do something special for Sister Erica this week. Also, Sister Frost called before church and said Brother Frost is not feeling well today. They're back in town, but he's sick this morning, so she asked if we'd have a special prayer for Brother Frost today. All right, let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, we love you today, God. Lord, thank you for this day. God, that we can be in your house and be in the presence of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all your blessings to us. Lord, I thank you, God, for every blessing. God, for health and strength. God, I thank you, Lord God, for providing and meeting every need in our life, Lord. Lord, I ask you today, Lord Jesus, touch Brother Frost. Touch his body, Lord God, and give him healing this morning. Help him, Lord Jesus, minister to him. God, I ask, Lord Jesus, Lord God, that you would minister, Lord, to Sister Erica today. God, that you would touch her, Lord. God, that you'd give her healing. God, that you'd lift her up for the glory of God. Lord, I pray that you'd move for her in a special way. God, that she would feel your touch this morning. She would feel the touch of the Holy Ghost today, Lord. God, I pray that you move, Lord God. Move for them now, we pray in the name of Jesus. Move in this service this morning, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost come by and strengthen us and encourage us, Lord. Let the Holy Ghost minister to our needs today. Lord God, I pray if there's one here this morning, God, that's discouraged in their heart, that you would lift them up. If there's one that's sick in their body, Lord, that you would give them healing. Lord, if there's one, Lord God, that's facing opposition and trouble in their life, I pray, Lord God, help them to find their solution in you today. We ask in your name, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Church, lift your hands. Let's give Him praise this morning. Let's worship the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I will bless the Lord. Oh, Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, you're so good to us, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for every blessing, Lord. Thank you for your touch, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, I praise you this morning. Lord, I praise you this morning, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated this morning if you'd like to. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God. Brother Jackson, why don't you come and help us with some songs this morning? Amen. God's good to us. Thank God for His blessings. Hallelujah.
Take the green books this morning. Turn to page 363. Hallelujah. Sing Living by Faith.
Trusting can find in His grace.
Turn to 313. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're burdened and heavy laden this morning, come to the Lord this morning. Hallelujah.
Take my yoke upon you.
Song that we just got through singing says, in the Holy Spirit, He will give you rest. Don't you know that's the only place sometimes where you can find rest is in the Spirit of God. And all around you is turmoil and trouble, but man, if you could get into this Holy Spirit, amen, you can find rest. Amen, you can find a peace. Hallelujah. You can find, amen, that's where you really find the rest that you need in your soul. Man, you can stay troubled, you can stay in a turmoil, but praise God, there is a place you can go. There is a place you can go to find rest. Amen, if you just seek out the Holy Spirit, right? Amen, get into a room, get into your place of prayer. Amen, start calling out on God and let the Holy Spirit come down. Amen, He can fill your prayer closet, fill the room where you're praying. Amen, and right there in that place, you can feel the Holy Spirit. Amen, come in, you'll find the rest and the peace of God. Amen, in the troubled time that you're in, amen, you can find the peace and the rest in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I tell you, some people, they go through trouble and they go through hardship and they want to stay out of church, they want to stay home. They quit praying. Quit seeking God. Amen. Well, I'm troubled. I just can't get my mind on it. Well, I'll tell you what, you're missing out on the place of rest. Amen. That's where you need to be. You need to be in the house of God. You need to be where the presence of God is. You need to get in the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's where you'll find the rest that you need. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Talking about not having enough sense to come in out of the rain. You ever heard that? Not enough sense to come in out of the rain. There's some people don't have enough sense to come in out of their trouble. Amen. Get into the Holy Spirit. That's where you find the rest that you're needing. Amen. Your nerves only take so much. Amen. Your physical body can only take so much. You need to get into the presence of God, into the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before you break down, before you break up, before you break out, amen, you need to get into the presence of God and get into the Holy Spirit. Amen. And find that rest that only God can give. Amen. Praise God. Well, grab your Bible this morning, if you would. The book of Luke this morning is where we'll be looking. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Book of Luke, chapter 8. Good to have Brother Shane with us today, this weekend. Shane Whitaker came in and worked out the camp. Brother Tracy Shoecraft, Brother Richardson, good to have all these with us here today. Appreciate them being in the house of the Lord with us today. It's always good. It's always exciting, isn't it? It adds an element of excitement. Amen. When we all come together, amen, from Missouri, Kentucky, West Virginia, amen, come to get into Illinois. Man, that's good. That's a good thing. Amen. Book of Luke, chapter 8, verse 22. Amen. Verse 22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Amen. This is a good lesson for the disciples. It's a good lesson right on, early on in their following of Christ. Amen. That they encounter such a storm, and they are introduced to the man, Jesus Christ. What manner of man is this? Amen. That even the winds and the waves obey his command. Praise God. It's good to know who you're serving, right? It's good to know who it is that you're serving. I want to just point out a couple of things here. First of all, this here's a storm that these men got into was a storm of obedience. Storm of obedience. I think we could look at the other side of the coin. We could look at the storm of disobedience. And that would be Jonah. How that Jonah went into a ship and he was disobedient to God. And he was running from God and he encountered a storm of disobedience. But here we find these disciples are in a storm of obedience. A storm of obedience. Do you know that God has a purpose in everything in our life? God's got a purpose. I know it's sometimes it's hard to see the purpose of our life. But it don't really matter who you are today. God has got a purpose for your life. Sometimes we feel like we are a ship that's out of control. We feel like that we are just tossed on the sea, that there's no direction, that there is no purpose in our life. But every one of us, God has a purpose in our life. And sometimes it may seem where we are at right now does not seem to have or fit into the purpose of God. But believe me, God does not do anything and everything by chance, but God has purpose in our life right now. And I don't think that we look at our life and think that life's out of control. Amen. Realize and remember that God has got his hand on your life. Sometimes storms come even when you are being obedient to God. Amen. These disciples were right where God had planned for them to be. They were fulfilling the purpose of God. They were right where God planned them to be. He put them in the boat. He put them in the boat. So I think we can say he put them in the storm. He put him in the boat. He said, get in the boat, man. We're going over across the other side. Get in the boat. And so they were right where God planned them to be. They were right in the purpose of God. I know we think that God should be able to navigate us around the storms of life. But God has purpose in bringing us through the storms of life that we face right now.
God had purpose in what He was doing. God had a plan in what He was doing in this storm. God's purpose is revealed to us in the very end when they stand back astonished and they say, "What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this?" God has purpose and a plan in bringing you into the storm of your life. He has a purpose for you right now. God's got a plan. You know, sometimes we wait to see what things develop and then we work out the plan. Right? Some of us wait till we are lost before we pull into the gas station and ask, "How do I get out of this?" We won't even, you know, some of us wouldn't even think of looking at a map before we start our journey. But once we're lost, then we're going to stop and we're going to find a map. We're going to talk to locals. We're going to talk to the person at the gas station that knows absolutely nothing. You ever met those in the gas station? And you're trying to, what we're doing is we've got ourselves into the spot and we try to plan our way out. And we do that in a lot of things in our life. We wait till we're into the problem and then we're trying to plan our way out. God does not work that way. God does not have to plan our way out of the problems. But many times God's plan is taking us through the storms of our life. Amen. That is how God plans for us. Amen, that's God's purpose. Notice what it says. He says, "Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with them." He went into a ship with them. How quickly we forget that God is with us. God goes into the ship with them. Now, I know there's another storm that they faced where God was up on the mountain and Jesus was up on the mountain. He was not with them in the ship and He had commanded them to go the other side and He came walking to them on the water. But here is not the case. Jesus went into the storm with them. He's not just an observer, but He's a participator in this storm as well. He is there not only showing them, amen, that He has a purpose in the storm and a plan for them, but He's also showing them that they can have peace in the midst of a storm. Right? Jesus is in the same storm, in the same ship. But what's Jesus doing? He is sleeping. He is sleeping. What? Don't you realize that we're perishing? Don't you realize that we're going to go down? Don't you realize that we're sinking? But there's something else that Jesus is wanting these to understand. Amen. That He is with them and that you can have peace in the midst of a storm. Amen. In the storm that you're going through in your life, amen, you can know a subtle peace in your life. Amen. It don't matter what the waves and the wind is doing right now. Amen. You can know the peace of God in the midst of a storm. Amen. Jesus sleeping and rocking around in the boat. Amen. A fast asleep. I think He's wanting the disciples to realize, amen, you can have peace in the midst of your storm. And you can too, no matter how rough it may get. Amen. God has a plan and a purpose. And you can rest in peace. Whoa. Rest in peace? Yes. You know, you're getting that, you know, R.I.P. RIP. Rest in peace. That's the way we think we're going to end up. But God wants you to have peace in the midst of your storm. Hallelujah. Amen. God's got a purpose. And God wants you to have peace and rest in the fact that God is with you in the midst of the storm. Hallelujah. He said that He went with them and His disciples. He went with His disciples. Amen. He said, "Let us go to the other side." That tells me there's a plan in here, right? That tells me there's a plan. He's got a destination in mind. He's not just saying, "Hey, let's go out and get in a storm." He's not just putting us out there so we can be destroyed. He's not just putting us, but He's got a plan in mind. God's got some place that He wants to take us. Hear me? God's got some place where we're going to when we get there. Amen. He wants us to go to the other side. He's got a place that He wants us to go. Amen. He's got some purpose and plan in mind today for you. Amen. What's the point, Lord? What is the point of this storm? Amen. God has got a plan for your life. Amen. He's not just bringing a storm, amen, just to wreck your life and to wreak havoc on you, but He's got a plan. He has a destination, a determined purpose for your life today. And though we don't understand it, and all we're seeing is waves, all we're seeing is storm clouds, yet God has a plan for your life and a destination that He wants to achieve in your life today. Let us go to the other side. Let us go to the other side. Not only does God have a plan, not only does God have a purpose, not only does God want us to have peace, amen, but as they sailed, He fell asleep and came down the storm on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. Notice what it says, a storm of wind. A storm of wind. When you're out on a lake, what is it that stirs up the lake? The lake don't have a storm itself. Do you know that? A lake don't storm itself, but the storm and the wind blowing and the storm and the surrounding affects the lake. That's what creates the waves. It's that wind blowing against that water, picking it up and throwing it at you. The wind, recognize the source of the storm. There, it's the wind that's blowing all this. It's a storm of wind that came against them. It was a storm of wind that came against them. And then when we find Jesus being woke up, what does Jesus do? He rebukes the wind. He rebukes the wind and calms the waves. Amen. He rebukes the wind. He goes directly to the source. Hallelujah. Sometimes we are dealing and we try to solve all of the small things. We're trying to deal with all of the symptoms and we're not getting to the cause. We see all the symptoms around us. We're seeing the water rushing. We're bailing out all the water out of the boat. Amen. We need to realize that God knows what the cause is. He knows where the purpose and the plan behind it all. What do we do? What do we do when we are in the facing with the storm? I think first thing you need is keep rowing. Keep rowing. Amen. What did Jesus say? Go to the other side. Amen. Keep on rowing. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus says, we just go to the other side. God's got a purpose and a plan. So many times we want to pull the oars in and give in to the storm and just kind of roll with it. Let me tell you, keep on rowing. Amen. Just keep on giving it all that you have. Give all of your strength and all of your energy because God's going to bring you through it. Amen. God's going to help you. Amen. Now how do we get through a storm? By keep doing what you're doing. Amen. Keep praying. Keep seeking the Lord. Amen. Keep being faithful to God. Keep on doing what you've been doing. Amen. Don't stop rowing. Keep on rowing in the midst of your storm, and God's going to bring you through. Amen. God has a purpose. God has a plan. Amen. Keep on going forward. Amen. Don't give up now. Don't quit now. Don't pull the oars in. Amen. Don't quit and stop rowing, but keep on rowing. Keep on rowing. Amen. You know, the problem is we want to give into the storm. We find in the book of Acts chapter 27. Book of Acts chapter 27, then when the storm Euroclodon, and the Bible says that they'd cast off their anchors. They had cast off their anchors and they were driven with the storm. You know what they did? They just committed themselves to the storm. Whatever this storm wants to do with us, wherever it puts us, and they know where it put them, right on the rocks. That's where it put them. That's what the storm wants to do. But if you keep rowing, Amen. Keep some destination. Amen. Keep doing what you've always been doing. And you know, is it hard? Oh, yes, it is. Does your rowing seem to be futile at times? Yes, it does. Does the wind seem to be contrary to you? Yes, it is. But God said, go to the other side. Keep on going. This is not a time to give up or to quit or to stop. Amen. But keep going on, church. Amen. When the storm and the winds blow, amen, keep going on. Keep praying. Amen. Keep seeking the Lord, because God is going to bring you through the storm. God's going to bring you through the storm. Amen. And when it's all said and done, amen, what is the whole purpose in this? When we look back and we see the storm has calmed and the storm has passed by, amen, we look on God and we say, what manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? Amen. Lord, what manner of man has so much control? What manner of man is this? God brings us through the storm so that we can look on Him and we can say and we can realize His power, His greatness, how good God's been, and that God has brought us through. What manner of man is this? Hallelujah. I did all I could, but Jesus came and calmed the storm. What manner of man is this? These disciples suddenly had a new respect for Jesus Christ. Tell you, I think if you study this, you'll find that when they was out on the lake, they was in this storm. The storm and the wind's blowing. And suddenly they come and they are delivered from the storm. It says, where is your faith? And they being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Verse 26 says, and they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time. Yeah. Jesus knew what was waiting on the other side. I believe he had a purpose in going there, a plan in going there. But in the meantime, he knew what was waiting for them, those disciples. They were getting ready to face the devil. They were getting ready to face an enemy. They was getting ready to have their faith tested. And God wanted to show them what manner of man he was right here in the midst of a storm. Do you know you learn more about God in the storm than you do at any other time? Amen. You learn of the greatness of God when the storm is raging in your life. That's when you learn about God. Man, that's when you learn about His love. That's when you learn about His peace. That's when you learn about His power. It's when you're in the midst of the storm. Man, there's going to be some things that you're going to face in life. Amen. But because you've learned some things in the storm, amen, you're going to be face what tomorrow brings you. Amen. There may be questions tomorrow may bring, but because you had a storm in your life and you had a fresh knowledge of Jesus Christ, amen, you'll be able to face what is facing you tomorrow. Amen. Because of what you endured in the storm. What manner of man is this? When they got off the boat, man, they knew what kind of man they was traveling with. And when they faced the devil, man, they already knew what manner of man this was. Amen. If he can control, amen, the winds and the sea. See, Jewish people are very superstitious people. And they believed that the lakes and the oceans, that it was the pit of hell, and it was the pit where Satan himself came out of the water. And you can study that out in the scripture, and you can find that even in this scenario, that they felt like that was the act of Satan. Those storms were an act of Satan. And then you find that Jesus comes here in the Gadarenes, and when remember he's cast out the devils and they go into the pigs. And where do the pigs go? They rush down and they go right into the water again. Amen. They realize that He has control over the enemy. Hallelujah. If the winds obey Him and the waves obey Him, and He has control over the sea, and here all of the devils are cast into the sea where He has control. Amen. Let me tell you, God is in control of your life right now. Amen. No matter what you face, what you're learning in the storm is going to help you face your future. Let you know that God is in control. Amen. You'll gain strength and power in the storm. Amen. Would you stand with us this morning? Hallelujah. What manner of man is this? What manner of man is this? Man, there's so much you could preach out of that phrase right there. What manner of man is this? What type of man is this? Man, what? Look at the strength and the power that he's portrayed. Look at his control. Look at the peace that he has in his life. What manner of man is this? Here when we're afraid of the storm, but God's still in control. He's sleeping. You may be in the storm today. I want you to know God's got purpose. God's got purpose. God's with you. God is wanting you to know that you can have peace in the midst of your storm today. And God has a plan for your life. He wants to take you to the other side. God has a plan. No matter where you're at in the midst of your storm today, say, Brother Brim, I've not done nothing wrong. I've tried to please the Lord. I've tried to be obedient to God. I know. I know that. Amen. But we still face storms in life. What can I do? What do I do now? Keep on rowing. Keep on rowing. God's going to bring you through this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Ruth, let's sing this chorus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Why should I worry? Why should I fear? The very same Jesus, he stays always near. He lives in my heart, and he hears when I cry. I call on his name till the storm passes.
Oh, yes,
by.
God. Hallelujah.
Oh, why should I worry? Why should I fear? The very same Jesus, he stays always near. He lives in my heart, and he hears when I cry. Call on his name till the storm passes by.
Hallelujah.
Should I
oh,
worry?
There's no need to worry, church.
Why?
Hallelujah. There's no need to
fear
grip your heart today.
The very safe
hallelujah.
Jesus,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Always near.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Heart,
hallelujah.
And he hears.
Lord, I thank
cry.
You, Jesus.
Call on his name till the storm passes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
by.
Jesus. Amen. You need God to help you in the midst of your storm this morning. Amen. Why not just step out and come to this altar with us this morning? Amen. And let's pray together. And let's pray that God will bring you through the storm. Amen. Let's help you to keep on rolling.
Hallelujah.
Let's find the peace of God in the midst of the storm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, is there others today? Amen. You need peace of God in the midst of your storm right now. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, help us out.